Welcome to the Phil Hendry Show today. Coming up later, we have Ted Bell and Marcy Bell explaining how it was that the, you know, Bells came to be doing this commercial for the Porta Ted. This misunderstanding.
This was the problem. There was a misunderstanding about Marcy Bell enjoying that porterhouse. Now, we heard the commercial, and we heard the, I should say, we heard the interview.
What I heard was Marcy Bell scaring Ted. She sounded like she was slobbering over this steak.
Well, that was the problem that she had. She said she wasn't slobbering over anything. She was enjoying the steak.
Well, sir, sounded like it to me.
Yeah, it sounded like she was one of the walkers, you know.
Well, that was the problem. You saw that Ted had that post on the homepage.
All right. Ted Bell had a post on our homepage, and in it, he was taking exception to the fact that some people, whether they were listeners or members of this staff, Bud.
What did I do?
You're the one that started the whole Walking Dead thing.
Yeah, but you were saying that she sounded like a walker.
Well, if she did, she did. Just admit it.
But if you said she sounded like whatever this is, what is a walker?
It's one of the undead there on the Walking Dead show.
Yeah, on the TV show?
Oh, it's a zombie.
Yeah, it's a zombie. But point being, they all kind of walk around dragging their legs and looking pretty sick and looking messed up. And somehow Bud drew that comparison. There was a lot of commentary about that, Bud, and people didn't like it, most especially Ted Bell.
Yeah, but Marcy Bell apparently took it in stride and didn't blame me. She blamed Ted Bell.
Well, isn't that great?
Well, I mean, you know, yeah, I guess you got off the hook there, but be that as it may, the thing that was mentioned on the show that turned out to be complete bullcrap is getting straightened out on the show today between the two of them, and that was some alleged drug use. Right, Margaret?
Yes, the allegation that Marcy Bell was crushing some sort of speed. Oh, fuck. The allegation that Marcy Bell was crushing up capsules of speed or stimulants and putting them into bottles of wine.
That wasn't true.
That was not true. And I guess we'll hear the in-depth discussion of that here momentarily.
All right. So this will be the first time we've heard Marcy on the show, although I think once or twice you've met her, right, General?
No, I've never met her. I don't think anybody on the show's ever met her, but I know that Steve Bozell and the Dooleys have because they've been over to the restaurant a few times.
All right. So Marcy Bell will be on to talk about that, the experience of hearing it on the air. It was a big bunch of crap, but, you know, bottom line, they're selling a 36-ounce porterhouse steak. What is that, man? We got a cricket in the studio, isn't it?
Well, as soon as you said it, well, there it is.
There's a cricket in our studio. Where's that cat when we need it? Coming up, Ted Bell.
And Marcy Bell.
On the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I like the sound of this. Honey, you like that?
It's interesting, isn't it?
Hey, hi everyone. It's Ted Bell, and I want to thank Phil Hendry for the opportunity to jump in here, as Phil is often generous enough to let us do. Today, I have a rare treat. I get to bring my wife, Marcy, on and talk a little bit about last Thursday.
Yeah.
And I know you're anxious to do that, and I want to thank you, Phil, for giving me the chance to go ahead and just host this myself, because there's a lot that needs to be clarified. Last week, we talked about rolling out the Porter Ted. We had a television crew at Ted's of Beverly Hills. And I know that I said that my wife had used some kind of a speed, a Benzedrine, and a bottle of...
Well, Ted said...
By the way, folks, this is my wife, Marcy.
Hillary, when I'm Marcy Bell, and I'm Ted's wife, and I'm also the mother of Josh Bell. And Ted had said on the Phil Hendry Show last week that I had crushed some Adderall or something.
Well, I said Benzedrine.
Some Benzedrine into a bottle of wine. I had done no such thing. That was Ted trying to create a backstory for himself or an alibi for himself for screaming in the car that he was frightened as he watched me. As you said, Ted, and as a lot of Mr. Henry's listeners said, slobber or loogie or something.
I never used the word loogie.
But that was the intimation that I was looging and slobbering all over a Porter Ted. The fact is, I did enjoy it, and I consumed 36 ounces of steak, but it's not unusual for me because I do enjoy steak. And Ted and I met at his restaurant some 26 years ago, and we met at that restaurant because I enjoyed Ted's of Beverly Hills and went there with my parents when it was owned by Ted's father, Ted Sr. So what happened last Thursday is I went to the restaurant and I started filming this commercial with Ted, and they gave me this 36 ounce. Chef Chedelia brought it out, and I ate most of it, and then we put it in a doggy bag. And then on Sunday, we started driving out toward Palm Springs, and that's when I ate the rest, and I enjoyed it very much. Now, you have the audio track. It was recorded by Hobie Wilson, who, well, let's listen to this.
All right, this is the audio of my wife in the car.
Stop it.
That was me finishing the last of the Porter Ted. And Ted, you could hear panicking there. At no time, though, was I on any...
You were not on any drugs or alcohol. And I said that you were because I had that reaction. And a lot of people said, well, there must have been something horrifying going on for you to have a reaction like that.
And so you made up an entire story. And in the process, you had people believing I was some sort of a drug user and a heavy drinker. And that was not the case at all.
No. And, you know, I...
And I think if, Ted, truth be told... you were trying to protect your reputation. You didn't want people to think you were some kind of a frightened, nervous man who couldn't take being around a woman enjoying a steak.
Yeah, that's true. And
right now, it's just the two of us, Ted. So there's no one here. Mr. Henry's not here. General Shaw's not here. Margaret Gray is not here. Bud Dickman is not here. So there's no one here to intercede or bail you out. You're on your own here. And you have to live with the lie that you told. And you know that your own son listened to his father lie. And I didn't know what to say to him other than to say that Daddy was scared. And you could hear it in his voice. You were frightened, Ted. Weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Why did you lie?
I have a reputation. I don't know. I lied because I didn't want people to think I was some punk.
You didn't want people to think you're some punk bitch. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
And that you were frightened of your wife because she knew her way around a 36-ounce porterhouse. Why does that bother you?
I don't know. It just does. And you and I have been married for many years. I know you enjoy a good steak. I know that you enjoy the food at Ted's, and God knows you're a beautiful woman, Marcy. You've got a beautiful figure, so you don't overeat, and you're very conscious of your weight.
I do a lot of exercising, and I've encouraged Ted to do the same.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. So, you know, when you took that Porter Ted out of the bag, and the night before when I'd seen you eating it in the restaurant, and saw how comfortable you were just basically destroying 36 ounces of steak, I started to question.
Why are you emotional?
I don't know. I just started to question, well, what am I? You know, in other words, here's my wife who's slender and beautiful and feminine, and she is taking 36 ounces of porterhouse steak and destroying it before my very eyes, eating it, sucking the marrow out of the
bone.
Yeah. And there I was screaming like the chicken stuff of the year.
You were, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. And you know I was.
And you were ashamed of that?
Yes, because I've got a son at home, God knows, listening to this show, listening to his mother and father.
Well, I was at home with Josh, and you were playing back the recording of us in the car.
Yes. Well, what did Josh do?
Josh laughed. He said, listen to Dad, he sounds like someone's cabin boy, you know.
Are you kidding me or something?
Ted, he was having fun. He was listening to his father screaming. And I said, Daddy's just having a ball. And he said, I know you're trying to cover up for Dad. But he basically said you sounded just like you said, like the chicken stuff of the year. He said you sounded like some real hen house stuff. You know, and he started doing his arms going, bark, 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 that kind of thing.
My son, huh? My son, Josh.
Ted, our son, Josh.
All right.
So the two things that I wanted to say to the audience tonight. Number one, I am not a drug user or an alcoholic. My husband, Ted, saw fit to introduce that into the conversation to explain why he was so filled with fear. And the reason really why he was filled with fear Thursday, when you heard the show on Thursday, this was the preceding weekend, was because, as Ted would say, he was pushing one out in his shorts.
Well, Marcy.
That's the way you would put it. You'd say he was making a delivery in his own underwear. Because as Ted would say, he was making a delivery in his own underwear. Yeah, as the kids like to say on this show.
Thanks a lot for that, Marcy.
Am I lying?
No.
Am I not telling the truth? You were screaming like you were some small delivery man inside your own underwear. You'd pulled right up there to the baggiest portion of your underwear, and you said delivery, and parked one. Didn't you?
Yes.
So I think the lesson we've learned here is I'm very happy to promote my husband's restaurant. I'm very happy to promote the food that he serves at Ted's of Beverly Hills. But I will not be made to look like something in a bellhop hat with a big tail jumping around a sidewalk with an Italian cranking some music box. You get it?
Yeah.
Well, I am so grateful to have met all of you. I'm Marcy Bell. I hope I see you at Ted's because I do love going in. We generally, Josh and I generally eat there on the weeknights because Josh's father, my husband, holds forth at the Ted's of Beverly Hills bar there and lots of celebrities.
And I want to thank my wife for coming in. I apologize, honey.
As I said, Ted, you're a good man, but when you saw me take on 36 ounces of porterhouse, you were anybody's girlfriend at that moment. And
Well, Marcy.
No, but that disappointed me, honey. That disappointed me. You put on a dress for just any punk that decided to park it and settle himself into a table at Ted's on that given night. That's the part that disappoints me.
All right, let me say I apologize to my wife. Thank you, honey, for helping me sell the porter, Ted.
It's a good item on the menu, isn't it?
It is, yes. We're selling a lot of them, and people, by virtue of your appearance on the Phil Hendry Show, people enjoy it. So in the future, I will try to butch it up.
Let's listen a little bit more here.
If you wouldn't mind.
Let's listen one more time. This is the panic and desperation that my husband felt.
Oh, God, Marcy, stop it.
Do you hear that?
Yes, I hear it.
That was me enjoying the Porter Ted and Ted slipping into a nightie.
And now you're saying because I was scared.
Because you were scared, Ted, you took on the role of someone that you have traditionally lampooned as being frightened, most women. Okay, so I'm using that to illustrate your own fear. And
I hope we've learned from something here. I want to thank Phil Hendry, Margaret Gray, Ted Dickman, Bud Dickman, General Galen,
Shaw,
and Phil Hendry for having me on The Phil Hendry Show. The world famous, The world famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Marcy Bell. I hope you have a wonderful evening and a wonderful day tomorrow.